From what he's kind of gone through, you know, big crash doing about 40 miles an hour. He's got the usual cycling burns, which are extremely painful. Anyone who cycles knows how that feels. Big impact, so when you're doing that speed and then hitting the banking, you know, it's kind of like a sudden thud to hit that banking. So he was fully checked out, full CT scans done, checking spine, head injuries and everything else. So absolutely top class facilities to get that done. But he's doing reasonably well.
And the CT scans came back and no serious injury?
No serious injuries, no breakages. Internal organs are all good, so we'll just keep monitoring him now day by day and make sure that he is good to go and hopefully be still able to ride the road race on Sunday. Major concern was really his head and neck, so he was feeling that he had hit his head quite hard. So that was the initial concern. Like say that the burns and the abrasions, that kind of comes with the territory really, so that's to be expected. He has got a lot of them, shoulders quite big, hip all the way down his leg. So yeah, it is extremely painful. He certainly didn't sleep well last night, so you know, he's got a few days for that to heal up a little bit better anyway. We've seen Matt Walls obviously, so he stayed in the same hotel. Similar injuries to Matt, so they're both kind of having a laugh and a joke about the whole thing now. Now that we know everybody is okay, I think one of the Canadian riders ended up with a broken collarbone, but...
Was that Derek G?
Yes, it will be him actually, yeah. So with that many riders crashing, to just have one rider with a broken collarbone, that's not too bad. Not nice to have a broken collarbone for sure, but considering everything that happened and they've walked away fairly lightly.